You're listening to SBS News.
Lucy Moore says she still has nightmares after being strip searched by police at a music festival 5 months ago.
I was taken back to the cubicles where I was strip searched, and I was humiliated by police who asked me to squat and cough and never asked my consent for this to happen.
No illegal drugs were found, but she was still banned from entering the festival. She is now backing calls for changes to strip search laws in New South Wales. A report was commissioned by Sydney's Redfern Legal Centre, concerned at the high amount of Indigenous people being strip searched. The head of police accountability at the Redfern Legal Centre, Samantha Lee, says strip searching of people is rampant.
Strip searches are happening everywhere, in urban areas, in rural areas, on the street, at music festivals, in the back of paddy wagons. There doesn't seem to be anywhere where a strip search isn't being conducted.
Freedom of Information requests have revealed that field strip searches have dramatically increased over the past 12 years in New South Wales. There were only 277 in the year 2005-2006, but in the year 2017-2018, there were more than 5,400. It said 10% of people searched were Indigenous. New South Wales Police say officers do not enjoy carrying out strip searches, but they are necessary and have detected guns, other weapons and illicit drugs. A researcher in the area at the University of New South Wales, Vicky Sentas, says greater transparency and accountability is needed.
So strip searches can only be conducted when there are serious and urgent circumstances that make it necessary. But police are generally relying on strip searching to try and find drugs. Now, that's not the intention of the law.
Data relating to strip searches has not been provided by police in states other than New South Wales, but the Redfern Legal Centre's report recommends nationwide reform in the area. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.